Coming up on Only a Game, the formative years of college football. But first, a 13-year-old girl graces the cover of Sports Illustrated this week. Her name is Monet Davis. She's a pitcher for the Little League team from Philadelphia. Monet fever has led us to ask again a question we seem to ask every year at this time, and ESPN's Melissa Isaacson is asking it as well. Her ESPNW column this week is titled, How Much is Too Much Attention in the Little League World Series? Melissa, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
As a parent, you say that you didn't find it easy to watch your son play Fox number 4 in his first grade school play. And this week you spoke to parents of the 12 and 13-year-old stars on a much, much bigger stage, the Little League World Series. Are they made of stronger stuff than you were at that time, or do they turn into nervous wrecks in the stands?
They did. One parent said that your desire to have your child be a hero is outweighed by your desire not to have him in that position in the first place, just in case he fails. I interviewed parents of two kids in particular, Texas shortstop and a pitcher. The shortstop, we had the game-deciding error. And then the pitcher, who was in a crucial situation in the fifth inning and actually was crying while he was pitching, the one father said, you know what, he's just kind of a crier, and he's 12, and he just needs to learn to channel his emotions differently. And I said, you know, that's all fine when you're 13, but not when you're on ESPN, you know, and like 3 million viewers are watching in high definition.
Did those kids to whom you just referred bounce back pretty quickly from the experience of losing on national television?
The next morning when I was interviewing the parents, the kids were dancing on the field with the mascot, those two included, you know, just big smiles and dancing in front of 15,000 people. Not only did they look like they were fine, but they both came back and played in games and were fine, and the team won that very next game. So I think it's harder for us to watch sometimes.
Let's talk a little about Monet Davis, who's at the center of so much of the media attention this week. How does she seem to be handling it?
Very early on, she was very candid about how disturbed she was by all the attention. She saw the underside of celebrity really quickly with not just media requests, but, you know, it was one thing she said for little kids to be asking for autographs. But when adults ask a little girl for their autograph, it gets a little creepy. There's a little creepiness to it. You know, I suggested to her at one point, how would it be in a week from now when she goes home and people are asking for her autograph? And she looked at me like I was really kind of stupid and said, my friends aren't going to ask me for my autograph because everyone at my school knows me. When adults who are professionals and are being paid lose their privacy, you can feel for them, but you go, well, you know, they're getting paid a lot of money. But when a kid does, it's, oh, you kind of cringe a little bit. And she got that pretty early on.
There's one more thing. I can't help but wonder what your employer, ESPN, Long, the TV outlet for the Little League World Series, thought when you decided to submit a column suggesting that maybe they're putting too much pressure on young baseball players. I got to wonder if anybody at ESPN tried to accidentally on purpose lose your copy before it made it online.
Well, I actually was really encouraged because I think that they like to be balanced in our reporting. I mean, my concern as a writer was not to be a complete hypocrite. So I didn't want to be tisking like I wasn't a part of it. I was trying to just observe. And yeah, to ESPN's credit, I got more compliments than not. Nobody yelled at me, and I think I still have a job. So I think I'm okay.
Melissa Isaacson is a columnist for ESPN Chicago, and you can link to her column for ESPNW by visiting our website, onlyagame.org. Melissa, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much.